Hi, everybody. This is Will Bowen with today's Jumpstart. I was recently in my hometown of Columbia, South Carolina, and I was staying at an Airbnb near the University of South Carolina campus. I called an old friend who was also a fraternity brother. I was in a fraternity in the university, Sigma Chi, and same as John Wayne, David Letterman, several other famous people. Anyway, I was talking to a friend of mine who's a Sigma Chi as well, and he told me that our chapter had been kicked off campus. And I said, what? Our chapter had been kicked off campus? The chapter had been there for over 50 years. What happened? He said, hazing. And I said, hazing? And you know, hazing is being, bottom line, it's being mean to pledges. And he said, yeah. Now, here's the interesting thing. When I was there, we were considered the model for anti-hazing. And this is not a statement to say that norms have changed and what was considered okay then is considered bad now. I'm saying we did not haze. I'm saying that what was done to us during our Hell Week is that we were blindfolded and we sat down and were made to listen to motivational literature. Like myself by Edgar Guest and If by Rudyard Kipling and things that I've shared in these very daily blogs. So how does it go from that? How does someone or an organization rather go from being the role models to being totally on the opposite side of it? And I thought to myself, they lost focus. They lost focus. They thought that they had not hazing nailed. They thought that they had this. They thought they no longer had to police themselves or be careful. And it came up and it bit them on the butt. And the interesting thing is, not only were they kicked off, they can't even be considered to come back on for 6 years. Now, why 6 years? Because that means that even the dumbest student who was part of that fraternity is going to be gone in 6 years. They want all new, fresh blood. You know, it's a lot harder to bring in fresh blood than it is to maintain focus. Whatever you're doing in life, just because it's going well, don't back off. We all have that propensity. I've discovered some breathing exercises that really help me and relax me and make me feel good. And yet they work so well, I stopped doing them. That's the worst thing we can do. We need to be vigilant. As the old saying goes, the price of freedom is eternal vigilance. So maintain focus today and enjoy today. We'll talk tomorrow. Bye-bye.